Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio app. Maren Morris in concert tonight at the Leader Bank Pavilion. Kennedy and I had a chance to do a video chat with her a couple of weeks ago about coming into town. And she opens up about a lot of things, about what she's been through and what this new album is about. Obviously, a big breakup in her life with her ex-husband. And we just started first with, you know, coming to Boston. Do you get a chance to do Boston things?
Yeah, I mean, like, we're usually in and out, but I love Boston. I always feel like Boston is our loudest crowd on any given tour. So I'm fully prepared for that to happen on schedule again. But no, like, my my best friend from childhood lives in Boston now. She's a surgeon, and she always comes out to the show. So it's almost like a little bit hometown. And yeah, we just, like, eat a ton of seafood and lots of oysters every time we're there. But no, we always have a great time with the Boston crowd.
I was going to give you a quick recommendation. I don't know if your son is traveling with you, but there's a great aquarium 5-10 minutes down from where you're going to be playing.
Even if you don't go inside, they've got sea lions swimming around outside that you can see in the windows. Just like walk by.
Okay, good to know. I'm writing it down on the list.
Mom notes.
So
Boston.
The new album, Dreams Call. And one of the quotes that I read, you said, in terms of this record, that there's no monster in the mirror, no shame, no shame-laden decade, and watching what happened, just acceptance, relief, and the reclaiming of how strong I've always been. I mean, really, just, was there a moment that you realized you'd lost sight of how strong you were, and does that show up sonically in the record?
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the creation of it, I was in a rocky place. But yeah, writing every day pretty much through the roller coaster of figuring my new life out. Yeah, this record documented all of it. And so, yeah, by the end, I was in a much happier place, but also, yeah, made it to the other side and felt like, you know, I was still intact. And it was like a good reminder that, you know, we're capable of so much and can endure so much. So yeah, I mean, even though there's a lot on this album that's touching on, you know, grief and heartbreak, it's also what happens after. And a lot of that is like finding yourself again, having fun with your friends again, like pulling yourself out of the hole and laughing again. So I'm proud that it's sort of representing all of the shades of healing.
Amazing.
You know, as an artist, you get to write those words down and help you get through that and recording that music. And to dovetail on that, is there a song or an album of somebody else's that you were listening to in those tough times where you listen to that and go, man, I'm ready to run through a brick wall. Like, this is, I can relate to what it is they're singing about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's like so many female songwriting heroes of mine that I like listened to during this time. And I always sort of revert back to, because it just, it feels like comforting and familiar. But also, it's like when I listen to Alanis Morissette, obviously as a kid, I don't know what she's talking about. As an adult, like 35-year-old woman, listening to it for the 1,000th time and it resonating in a clearer way now, that really inspired me and comforted me. But when I needed to just sob my eyes out, I listened to a lot of like Patty Griffin, Nobody's Crying. That one always gets the tears going. And then when I want to just like dance and let it go, I feel like I'm always putting on like ABBA or Whitney Houston. Yeah, just all the good ones.
So as you're heading out on the road, what is your pre-show hype-up ritual? What are we doing backstage to get ready?
I always take a little like tiny shot of tequila with lime.
As one does.
Yeah. I can't do a full shot anymore. It's like too much before the show, but I have to like time it like 20 minutes before we go on. I'll take my little tequila shot. The band and I will do our like wherever we are, yeah, like city. And then yeah, I mean, yeah, it's different every night. Like yesterday, my band guys were watching the Chris Farley SNL Chippendales skit before we went out, like just to have a chuckle. Yeah, we're idiots. Like we're just 12-year-olds out here that get paid to play shows.
Same girl, same.
Yeah, it's the best job. It's the best job in the world. Yeah.
So Maren Kennedy and I have been friends for a very long time. We've been doing the show together for 21, 22 years. We've been friends before we did the show together. We've been friends for 25 years. And we are each other's emergency contact. We are each other's, if you're in jail at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm kind of curious for you, who is that person in your life? It's 2 o'clock in the morning, you got to call somebody, no questions asked. Somebody in the country music world, a singer that you know you could just call that person, no questions asked, they're going to show up.
I mean, I think Kelsea Ballerini would probably help bail me
She
out.
does seem kind of like a ride or die to me. She's just that kind of girl that would be like, no questions, where's the shovel, who's driving?
Yeah, exactly. She knows, yeah, we know where the bodies are buried. Honestly, this is so millennial techie. Like, I don't know anyone's number by heart, like, except for like my dad's. I'd have to call him and hope that he's been nearby.
I didn't think about that. I
Yeah, you
actually
don't know my number?
I don't know Kennedy's phone number actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, well, y'all have to figure it out because what are you going to do with
Insulted.
him?
Yes.
At
Right.
least you figured it out and now you can rectify that.
100%.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with us. Your music has been a staple on our radio station. Our station is called Mix. So we're lucky that we get to play kind of whatever we want. And our boss, Steve Salhaney, has been a fan of yours for years. And whether it was The Middle or your collab with Hozier, we play a lot of Maren Morris on our radio station. And it's a big part of our success. So we really appreciate what you've given to us. Thank you for that.
Gosh, thank you. That's so kind. And thank you for supporting what I do. And I'm so excited to see, well, the show, but also these seals or sea lions.
Yes, just right outside. You don't have to buy a ticket or anything.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, Maren.
Thank y'all. It was so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you
Bye,
too.
Maren.
Bye. Thank y'all.
Sea Lions and Tequila with Maren Morris.
I mean, I would go to that show.
That sounds like a country song, Sea Lions and Tequila.
I would drive. I would hire an Uber Black for us. That's how far I'd
She's
go.
the best, right?
Just so
Such a
down to earth.
calming
Just down to
spirit.
earth. Just.
Love her. Love her. Big, big fan. Maren Morris, tonight at the Leader Bank Pavilion.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.